Hi, this is Chris. On our last adventure in Odyssey...
Castles and Cauldrons, a role-playing fantasy game.
My friends and I play all the time. See, you become a character, and once you prove yourself worthy, you get certain powers.
Powers?
Yeah, you'll see.
Oh.
Whit? Are you all right?
Yes, I am. I was putting these glasses away and it suddenly felt bad.
Huh?
Almost as if something terrible is about to happen.
Really? That's spooky.
Do you hear it? Real swords, Jandel. Blade upon blade.
I hear it.
Listen.
I hear it. I hear it, Luther. I hear it.
Quickly, Jandel. The black monks are attacking. They must be vanquished.
Vanquish the black monks!
Before we find out what's happened to Jimmy and Len, I'd like you to make sure your parents are listening, too. Dr. James Dobson, president of Focus on the Family, has a very important message he'd like to share. If your parents aren't in the room, now's the time to get them.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. My name is John Avery Whittaker, but most folks call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's turn this thing on and see if it works. Okay, so it's back to the old drawing board, but that's all right, because discovering how to get there is most of the fun. Now, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself if you come to our side of the radio on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
And now, here's Dr. James Dobson, founder and president of Focus on the Family. Doctor?
Thanks, Chris. I'm sure that many of you have heard about the so-called fantasy role-playing games that are available in the stores these days. They are fantasy games that require the players to become characters who use swords and bows and arrows and other weapons to battle their enemies. Now, on the one hand, these games seem harmless enough. There's certainly nothing wrong with using your imagination. And if that's all these games involved, maybe I wouldn't be so concerned. But the fact is, in order to play these games properly, you usually have to use magic and mysticism, things that are clearly not Christian. So parents, please stay with your kids for this program. There are a few things they might need you to explain at the end of the broadcast. Back to you, Chris.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson. We'll begin today's adventure right after this. When we last saw them, Len was going to teach Jimmy some mysterious magic as part of the Castles and Cauldrons game. But things didn't go the way Len planned.
Where are we going?
Oh, what's in? I thought you wanted to go there.
If you say so.
What's wrong? Len, what's wrong?
What's wrong? The Wizards of Kith have us locked in a spell, and you have the nerve to ask?
We'll get out of it. You'll see.
No thanks to you.
I said I was sorry.
I thought you wanted to play Castles and Cauldrons. I thought you really believed
it. I do like playing it, but sometimes it seems so real.
It's supposed to. That's what makes me Luther and you Jandel.
I mean scary real. When you say all that magic stuff, it makes me feel... Well, creepy.
And that's why Luther and Jandel are prisoners of the Wizards of Kith, because you wouldn't help.
We'll escape, right? I mean, there's something we can do.
Yeah. We're still sleeping out in the woods tonight, right?
Yeah.
Then I have a plan, if you're willing to follow along. Look, Jimmy, you got us into this. The two of us could have defeated the Wizards if you worked with me.
I know.
I don't get you. You play Zapazoids all the time, right? It's real to you, right? What's the difference? We're playing a game. So you gotta be willing to go along, or we'll stop everything now, okay? You wanna stop the game?
No, but what are you gonna do?
Tonight, Jimmy. You'll find out tonight.
Hi, Webb.
Hello, Connie.
Hey, how are you feeling today?
How am I... Oh, yes. Well, I'm feeling about the same, actually.
Well, did you figure out what it is? The flu or something? You really had me worried.
Well, it's nothing for you to worry about, I don't think.
Well, then what is it?
Well, it's very hard to explain.
Try, why don't you? You're driving me crazy.
Well, it feels as if something is oppressing my spirit.
Huh?
Well, it's like something dangerous or evil is nearby, but I don't know why I feel that way or where the danger is. You understand?
Well, sort of.
Well, the best way I can describe it is it's like moving close to a very hot oven. You can't see the heat, but as you get closer and closer, you can feel it bristling against your skin. Then the heat becomes oppressive. Makes it hard to breathe.
That sounds pretty weird.
Oh, I know. I haven't felt anything like it for quite a while.
Well, what can you do about it?
What I've already done. Pray and wait.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hiya.
What are you up to today? You look like you were attacked by a pile of leaves.
Well, actually, the wizards are...
Hi, my name's Len. I'm Jimmy's cousin.
Well, hello, Len. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Connie.
Hi.
I didn't know you had a cousin coming to visit, Jimmy.
Yeah, he got here yesterday. He'll visit for a couple of weeks.
It was the only way my folks could get rid of me.
I see. So has Jimmy been giving you the grand tour of Odyssey?
I think I'm seeing the best of it.
We've been running around in the woods mostly. Hey, we're camping out tonight.
Ooh, well, that should be fun. Where are you going to camp?
The woods behind my house. You mean you're going to really camp out, like with tents and campfires and all that? Sure. You should see all the stuff Lynn brought from...
Aren't you going to show me the rest of the shop, Jimmy? It's all you've been talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What were you saying, Jimmy? Lynn brought a lot of stuff from...
I brought a lot of stuff for camping tonight, that's all. These small town kids, the littlest thing gets them all excited.
I suppose so. Well, keep an eye out on the weather. There's a storm brewing.
Jimmy, I want to talk to you.
Speaking of storms...
Where is it?
Where's what?
Don't give me that. You can fool Dad, but you can't fool me. Where's my doll? You know, the one with the pink and white dress, no arms. I know you took it.
Now, hold on, Donna.
I didn't take anything.
Maybe what? The cat ate it? Tell me another one.
Maybe the cat carried the thing off somewhere.
Yeah, what would I want with your silly old dolls anyway?
You guys are up to something, I know it.
You're paranoid.
I'm not paranoid. You two have been sneaking around playing your stupid games, and I think my doll has something to do with it.
Like what?
Well, I don't know, but it does.
You know, Donna, it's not very nice to make accusations when you don't have any proof.
Yeah, and it's not very nice to tear up the arms on my doll and then steal it.
We didn't steal it, and Dad's going to be pretty mad when he finds out you made a big scene in front of everyone, accusing us, too. Remember what he said this morning?
Come on, Jimmy, let's get out of here. We can see the shop when it isn't so crowded.
Yeah. See you, Mr. Whitaker. Bye, Connie.
Bye, kids.
Bye.
Oh, nothing like a little family spat.
Getting on my nerves. I don't care what they say. They're up to something.
Donna, why don't you tell me about your dolls?
Donna makes me really mad when she acts like that. I've never touched her stupid dolls before. Why would I touch them now?
Girls, you can't live with them and you can't live with them.
Oh, well. We can go back to Wits End later.
That's all right. I saw enough.
But you didn't see anything. There's the Bible room and the imagination station.
It doesn't matter. We have something better than all that. Besides, Mr. Whitaker gives me the creeps.
What? Mr. Whitaker? You've got to be kidding.
Nope.
But everyone likes Mr. Whitaker.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I just said he gives me the creeps. He was looking at me funny.
No, he wasn't.
And you almost told him about the Wizards of Kith.
But Mr. Whitaker's great. He'd understand. In fact, he could probably come up with a way to get out of their spell.
No, he couldn't, Jimmy. Don't you get it? No adult can help us unless he's mastered castles and cauldrons. And something tells me Mr. Whitaker wouldn't go near it.
What makes you so sure?
I know. Call it intuition. To be honest, back home we'd call your Mr. Whitaker an interferer.
A what?
An interferer. Someone who would stop the game. Mr. Whitaker would if he could, I can tell.
But why?
Because he doesn't understand. I'll bet he gives you a hard time about Zapazoids, doesn't he?
Yeah, but that's because he says there are better things to do with my brain.
He'd say the same thing about castles and cauldrons, too. There was a woman back home who turned into an interferer, and the warriors of Moorhaven had to drive her off.
How did they do that?
How else? By magic.
Ha! Huh. What did you do? Turn her into a frog?
Don't be stupid. There are more important ways to use magic. Shaman will show us.
Shaman? What's a shaman?
He's the one who comes to help the game players. He helps keep castles and cauldrons alive. And he'll break us out of the spell of the Wizards of Kith.
Yeah? You mean we're going to meet this guy?
If we do things right, we'll meet him tonight. He'll come to our tent.
Uh-huh. One of your friends is going to come scare us, right?
Don't be so juvenile. I'm not talking about a prank. We're going to beckon Shalman.
Sure. And how are we going to do that?
All we have to do is ask.
I still don't know why I have to take a bath to sleep outside tonight.
Because your mother thinks you need one. And so do I.
All right, but it seems like a waste of water to me. Are you going to stay in here?
Well, actually, I do want to talk to you, Jimmy.
Oh, well, okay.
You know, I'm not sure how to bring this up.
Look, Dad, I'm telling you the truth. I didn't touch Donna's dog.
No, I believe you. That's not what I was going to talk to you about. How's Len doing? Is he acting all right?
Yeah, sure. What's going on, Dad? Why are you asking me about this?
Well, I know you and Len have hit it off real well, and I was glad, in fact, but... Well, Len didn't come here just for a vacation.
He didn't?
No. His parents wanted him here because, well, they thought it would be healthy for him.
What do you mean, healthy?
Well, they tell me he's changed over the past few months, and they don't know why. He started hanging around a questionable group of friends, and, well, they're just worried about him and thought maybe some time away might help.
Oh.
See, they think he might be drinking or even doing drugs.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they think. You've been with Len most of the time since he's been here. What do you think?
He hasn't done any of that stuff with me, Dad. No drinking or drugs. I don't think he even smokes. We've just been playing, that's all.
Nothing strange, huh?
Nothing like that, no.
Well, I trust you, Jimmy. If he does anything unusual, you'd let me know, right?
Yeah. I like Len a lot, Dad, but I have to live with you.
And don't you forget it.
So, we can still sleep outside tonight?
Yeah, I guess. Unless it rains. Then I want you both to come in right away.
Great. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, and Jimmy?
Yeah, Dad?
Don't forget to wash behind your ears.
Come in.
What? The place is empty and I've locked all the doors.
Thank you, Connie.
So, I guess I'll go home now.
Okie dokie. I'll see you tomorrow.
Are you all right?
Uh-huh.
Just reading?
Yep.
Whit.
Connie, please sit down.
Oh, boy. You've been acting so strange that I don't know how to talk to
you. It's me,
Connie. Well, you've been up here all day.
Research. Donna Barclay's story about her dolls reminded me of a few things. Her comments about Jimmy and Len being so secretive, well, made me curious.
Like, what kind of curious? Curious as in pleasantly interested, or curious as in suspicious?
Well, I'll let you be the judge. See, I remembered reading about some of the changes that happen in people, kids especially, who get involved in what they call role-playing fantasy games.
What?
Well, they're games that invite the players to become part of a fantasy world. A world of magic and wizards and dragons. Oh, surely you've heard of them.
Oh, yeah, a few of my friends at school mess around with them. Uh-huh. They're always calling each other by these weird names like Hildreth and Beanspread and... Well, I don't know what they are. It seems silly to me.
Some of the role-playing games may be silly and harmless, but a few of them are more than that. They start off innocent enough, then with time they turn into something dangerous.
Dangerous? Like how?
Like they begin to consume the player's life. Suddenly, the player isn't just a kid playing around. The player becomes the character he's playing. Usually, it brings with it what they call a deeper commitment to the game. Sometimes becoming violent and even involving an intense use of magic.
You're not talking about pulling a rabbit out of a hat in card tricks, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about magic that involves rituals and rites, witches and warlocks. though they might not call them that.
You're joking.
Huh. I wish I were.
But my friends at school aren't like that.
That you know of. And not all kids will be like that. But sometimes people don't understand what they're dealing with. We play around with things that seem harmless but are just the opposite. There are evil spiritual forces at work in this world, Connie, and often we don't realize the doors we're opening to let them loose in our lives.
This is scaring me, Whit.
I'm glad. There are some things it's good to be afraid of. I think I'll pay a visit to the Barclays.
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now, the conclusion of our adventure in Odyssey.
Chandel! Chandel!
What? Can't you see I'm busy?
To the tent! Can't win now. Get to your tent. The warriors of Endeldorf cannot enter there. It's sacred ground. Come on.
I'm coming.
I'll get the lamp.
That's the worst battle we've had. I'm beat.
We couldn't win. I knew it.
This is our game, Lynn. I mean, Luther. Why couldn't we win?
Because the wizards of Kith put a spell on us. I told you. We're doomed to defeat if we can't get rid of the spell.
How do we get rid of it? What do we have to do?
We need the power of Shaman. There's a ceremony we can perform to call him here. If you're ready.
What kind of ceremony?
Do you trust me, Jondell?
Trust you? Like how?
Trust, my apprentice. There's only one kind.
Yeah, I guess so.
Guess so? Jondell, I'm getting tired of your lack of conviction. You have to decide if you believe in this or not. Don't you want to be a full-fledged master of castles and cauldrons? I'm telling you, Jondell, you can have whatever you want as a master. I've seen things. Amazing things. If you're ready, I can show you. Are you ready?
Well, look, I don't know if it's right.
If it's right? Chandel, I'm talking about power. Everybody wants power. You can't survive if you don't have it. Ask your dad about the company he works for. Who makes it? The guys who are powerful. Who has the best time at school? Who gets what they want whenever they want it? The ones who have power. Don't you want it? Well, you can have it. Once you've seen Shalman destroy the spell of the wizards of Kith, you'll know. You'll believe.
Well, what do I have to do?
I have everything right here in this knapsack. I brought the Castles and Cauldrons book and the Board of Talisman.
The Board of Talisman?
If you know how to use it, it can tell you the future. That's what all these numbers are for, see? We'll put everything on it when we do the ritual.
Ritual?
Yeah. And now, our symbol of human weakness. Compliments of Miss Donna Barclay.
Hey, that's Donna's doll. You mean you really did take it?
It's here, isn't it?
But Len...
Luther, I'm Luther. And I won't be reprimanded by my apprentice.
But you stole it!
You think she would have let me borrow it if I asked her? Oh, Donna, can I have your doll for a little while? We need it for our ceremony to beckon the power of Shalman. Sure, Jondell. She wouldn't understand. Nobody understands. That's why only a handful make it in castles and cauldrons.
What are you going to do with it?
It's our symbol of human weakness. Only in weakness can the power of Shalman be known. I'll start.
This is creepy, Lynn.
Don't chicken out of me now, Jondell. Hold the book.
I don't like this.
First, we cast lots for the number of entry. It must be Shalman's number. 6. Perfect. And the number 6 is where we place the doll. Now, we have to concentrate. Hold the book still.
I really don't want to play this anymore.
It's too late. Shalman!
Lynn!
You can't stop it now. The ritual's underway. It's too late.
No, we have to stop. You're scaring me.
He will come, Jondell. He will come. Give me your hand.
What?
Your hand! Your hand! For the Blood Covenant, we need to cut our thumb.
No way!
It's the only way to seal the ritual. You have to.
No! Let go of me!
We've come this far, Jondell. Hurry!
No! Get off!
Oh, you have to!
Get away!
For the game, Jimmy, for the game!
No! Get off!
You can't stop it. He'll come. Listen. Do you hear it?
No, it's the rain. It's the tree.
No, it's him. He's come. I didn't need your stupid hand.
No, I don't believe it.
Showman! Showman!
No, I won't believe it! I won't believe it!
What's going on here?
Mr. Whittaker!
Jimmy, is everything all right?
Dad!
What is all this? Castles and Cauldrons book?
That's mine. Leave it alone.
A doll?
Isn't that Donna's doll?
A board of talisman?
What is going on here, Jimmy?
What are you doing? That's mine.
I'm going to take care of this board first.
Hey, that's mine!
Was yours.
Okay, both of you, back to the house. I want an explanation for this.
But what about my stuff?
I'll take care of your stuff, Len. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
You want some more lemonade, Mr. Whittaker?
Thanks, Jimmy. It's a gorgeous day today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing like a porch swing on a day like today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, you two look comfy.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with Bill, my brother. He gave me a little update about Len.
Oh, and how's our role player doing?
Well, much better. He's getting counseling from a pastor who knows about this kind of thing.
Good.
Whole family's working toward a change. It won't be easy, though.
Well, it rarely is.
Mr. Whittaker, what did you do with Len's castles and cauldrons, Jim?
I destroyed it, Jimmy. I didn't see any sense in keeping it around.
Good. I don't think I could look at it again without getting the creeps. I think about that night, and it still scares me.
Oh, I know that feeling. Do you know what I do to get rid of it?
No, what?
I pray. It's the only thing I know to do. Our only guard against evil and all the fear and bad feelings it brings is the Lord Himself. He's the real master, Jimmy. And may He always grant us the wisdom to remember it.
Looks like there'll be peace in Odyssey once again, but it's only the result of things Mr. Whittaker talked about. Prayer and remembering that God Himself is ultimately the master of this world. Unfortunately, Jimmy had to go through some difficult experiences to learn that. And I hope you learned something, too. Don't tamper with things that may be evil and against sound Christian teaching. If you're not sure, check to see what the Bible says about it. And always talk to your parents. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.